I really appreciate how Strategy handled this capital allocation move. Instead of reaching for more Bitcoin, they used available capital to repurchase $176 million of their SDRC preferred shares.
That's a meaningful shift, and it comes with another important detail. They expanded their digital securities repurchase program from $1 billion to $2 billion and paused new Bitcoin purchases.
The thing I want to say up front is that this doesn't feel like a retreat from Bitcoin at all.
Agreed. Strategy is still holding its existing Bitcoin, and it remains one of the most prominent corporate Bitcoin holders.
It feels more like a deliberate prioritization. Rather than immediately adding to digital assets, they're using capital to strengthen the balance sheet and improve the overall capital structure.
Exactly. SDRC preferred shares matter because they're a hybrid financial instrument.
They have an equity-like character, but they can be treated differently from common stock.
When the company repurchases them, it can reduce outstanding securities, ease pressure on the capital structure, and potentially improve the economics for remaining investors.
So the move is really about managing the broader financial architecture of the company, not just the Bitcoin position.
The expansion of the repurchase program to $2 billion is especially significant.
It gives Strategy more flexibility over time, rather than being tied to a smaller authorization.
That added optionality can help with balance sheet management, signal confidence to investors, allow better timing, and let leadership balance its Bitcoin strategy with other financial priorities.
And the company isn't required to use the full $2 billion immediately, but the larger program shows management is thinking beyond a single asset class.
That's right. The article also makes an important point. The pause in new Bitcoin purchases isn't automatically bearish for Bitcoin.
Corporate decisions are often more layered than a simple bullish or bearish signal.
A pause could reflect capital planning, liquidity considerations, timing, or a desire to optimize where resources create the most value.
If management believes repurchasing preferred shares strengthens the company's financial position, that can be a rational decision, even if it delays the next Bitcoin buy.
The key takeaway is that Strategy is still engaged with Bitcoin, but it's also making deliberate choices about how to manage the rest of its financial position.
The strategy is broader than digital assets alone.
By expanding its repurchase authority and prioritizing preferred share buybacks, Strategy appears to be positioning itself for greater flexibility in a volatile market.
For investors, the important lesson is that even a Bitcoin-focused company still has to balance its Bitcoin strategy with liquidity, capital structure, and long-term financial strength.
In that context, this looks less like a shift away from Bitcoin and more like a sign of more mature capital allocation.